This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
As the U.S. works on more global trade issues, the export sales are continuing to perform well above expectations, at least for corn. Soybeans aren't bad, but they aren't quite as good. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave a breakdown on the latest numbers from the USDA.
Very good overall sales for corn, 1.9 million tons. We had 1.66 of that on the old crop, 245,000 of that on the new crop. So that is above the analyst guess here. We were looking for somewhere in between 700,000 and 1.7 million. We got the total of 1.907 million. On the bean side of things, came in inside the range of estimates, 377,000 tons for old crop, about 10,000 tons for new crops. So when it comes to where we're at in the grand scheme of things, this continues the pace, the very good pace of corn sales. This is also counter-seasonal for these types of sales for corn.
Since the exports are performing well above what is expected for this time of year, McBride said he doesn't anticipate the USDA making any changes in the May WASDE report.
Probably don't see the USDA make any changes to this on Monday's report. Corn, they could add a little bit if they wanted to. They've been going very well, so we could see an adjustment there. But and that would help the new crop side of things with the beginning stock. But overall, a good sales week nonetheless. We'll take that as a win, and we continue to see these strong old crop corn sales along the way.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.